The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the important tasks in doing mindfulness practice, any kind of meditation practice, is to one way or the other step back from or disengage, get unhooked from being preoccupied with our thinking, our feelings, the events of our life. Because when we're preoccupied, then we're kind of lost. We're kind of engaged so much we don't see clearly. Maybe don't see at all except kind of what we're churning away in. And when people sit to be quiet and meditate, it's one of the things that becomes often obvious is the power and strength by which we get hooked in. And sometimes you're hooked in and lost for periods of time thinking about the things. But even if you're more kind of mindful of what's happening, you can sometimes feel that you're kind of mindful aware, but you're also very aware of how you're really hooked and engaged. There's a drive and compulsion to keep being involved and thinking about certain things or being involved in certain feelings. And you're kind of in it or caught by it. And you know you're caught when you can't easily put it down. You keep being pulled away. So part of the task of meditation is to somehow step back, disengage, get a bigger perspective, somehow free ourselves from compulsion and being driven and caught by the things we can be caught by. So I wanted to offer you one way to do that. It's a little statement you can make yourself when you're meditating that hopefully will give you some, I don't know if distance is the right word, but unhook you a little bit. It'll strengthen that part of the mind that can be the observer, that part of the mind that can be cognizant of what's happening without being entangled with what's happening. And that's part of the function of maybe making the simple statement in yourself is to help with that disentangling. And it's the simple statement, it's okay. It's okay. I call it the great American mantra. It's one of the great contributions that America has made to the English, to the world, spiritual traditions. The word okay came up in Boston in the 1820s, and since then it's traveled the world. Most people know what it is now. Okay. It's okay. And you say it to little kids, you say it to them, it's okay. And it isn't that whatever you're saying okay to is you're condoning, saying this is great. But in saying it's okay, you're kind of stepping back and taking a wider perspective of seeing it in a way where you're not trapped or caught by it. So for example, it's not really okay to spend your time in meditation planning how to get violent revenge on your neighbor. You know, and thinking of all the terrible things you can do and how you're going to do it and all that. Or spend all your time in meditation lusting after your neighbor, planning how that's going to happen. You know, it's not really okay. You know, it's... However, you can say it's okay because in saying it's okay, you're no longer... You're stepping back. And you're not in it anymore. You're not trapped by it. You're not being pushed around by it or necessarily even believing it. So that in that stepping back and creating a wider perspective, in that context, it's okay. It becomes okay when you say it's okay that way. Not to condone it, but to say it's okay because this is what human minds do. Of course. This is the manifestation of life, of things going on. And I see that it's not useful to be involved in this, but it's also not useful to condemn it and try to push it away, that some safety gets created, some ethically safe place is created when we step back or take a bigger perspective. It's okay. This is what life is like. This is what goes on. It's okay because you're not hooked anymore. So it's not okay in and of itself to be caught in those things, but it becomes okay when that approach of okayness, it's kind of a way of establishing equanimity, being equanimous about it or not being hooked by it or pushed around by it. And it's quite a powerful thing to tell yourself it's okay. There's a kind of ending of conflict, ending of resistance, ending of judgments, ending of a lot of kind of entanglement. And it kind of hopefully creates some space and some ease. And you're not being in opposition to what's going on exactly, but you're also not having bought into it either. And so, you know, so a young little kid, 3-4 year old, hurts himself in the nursery school playground, comes to the teacher, and is a little bit upset and scared now because they got hurt. And the nursery school teacher says, "It's okay. It's okay. It's not really okay the person hurt themselves, but they're okay now. It's okay." It's a context of safety, reassurance. So in the same way, perhaps you can treat yourself that way. It's okay. And in doing that, disentangle yourself from what you're caught in. And then once you're disentangled, after a while, you can stop saying it's okay and just be mindfully present for what is. So, thank you.